Pfizer BioNTech vaccine update. The Pfizer BioNTech vaccine has a few issues to settle before passing muster, though as one of 11 COVID vaccines at the same stage of development of 250 in process around the world, it increases the possibility that one might be ready for use soon. Pfizer BioNTech's testing had a success rate of 90%. Most flu injection success rate is 40 to 60% because of mutations of the flu each year. COVID is more aggressive than the flu in all age groups, with deadly and lingering symptoms that leaves its victims feeling weak. A sore throat, the loss of a sense of smell or the ability to taste food, and respiratory problems that can be fatal. Hospitals have been overwhelmed with COVID victims. Pfizer's vaccine, not yet approved or reviewed by its peers, uses RNA genetic material that is present in most viruses to make proteins which are believed to encourage the human body to produce antibodies and helps boost the immune system to fight infection. Issues with the new vaccine include it having to be stored at minus 70 degrees with a backup power system in case of power failure. That makes it an extremely expensive vaccine for upkeep. Current refrigeration is about minus 35 degrees at a minimum, with minus 40 degrees more ideal for storage. It is an exorbitant cost for most industrialized countries and out of reach for third world countries or poorer countries. A second dose of the vaccine is required 3 weeks after the first, and Pfizer has had insufficient time to test the full extent of any side effects. Transportation costs are more expensive as refrigeration needs to be kept at a constant temperature. Having a vaccine has helped the global outlook turn a corner in what has been one of the worst years in world health. Pfizer's success is encouraging, and the World Health Organization believes there might be a vaccine for COVID before the year is out.